Greetings, saints. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. God bless and keep you. And Father, thank you, Lord, for showing us the devil's plans, giving us authority over them, and causing us to do this warfare that we are called to do at this time. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I'm going to start with speaking about the beast's plans and how they are delayed by the man-child and Trump. And first, I would like to make a caveat concerning the things that we are about to discuss about what the deep state leftist communists are planning to do. And they're planning to do this in to control every last human on earth. And the man-child and President Trump are going to delay the plans of this beast for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation so that the gospel can go forth in the man-child ministries and a great revival will take place to draw God's people out of apostasy. So keep this in mind as we share the following. And also keep in mind that we have been given authority over these beast plans. And what we plan on earth and what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And Jesus has given us authority over all the power of the enemies as regards to the kingdom of God. And if we pray and believe, we have received, we shall have it. That's what he said. And as regarding our prayers for those still in the world, but under our authority, we can bind and loose or forbid and permit concerning them. Amen. Okay, I'm going to read you an article here. We're calling it Reap What You Sow, Doctors Dropping Dead Like Flies Since Mid-October. And this is from thecovidblog.com, November 17th, 2021. The American Medical Association reported that 96% of U.S. doctors were vaccinated in June, even with a 20-point error margin accounting for saline placebo shots and exemptions. A vast majority of doctors have received the shots, and it's only fair since doctors peddle the injections to their unwitting credulous fanatics who worship the white coats. Vaccines are the leading cause of coincidences. We all know but we also know that we can literally search keywords like died suddenly and died unexpectedly in Yahoo, Bing, DuckDuckGo, etc., and find endless stories like the following. Booster shots commenced on September the 22nd. That could also be a coincidence, but all of the following doctors died on October the 13th or later. We could literally include 100 doctors in this story, if time was permitted. All of these happened in the last 4 weeks. The youngest is 32, the oldest is 59. The powers that be know that vaccine mandates for healthcare workers lead to mass shortages of qualified personnel due to injuries and deaths. Many healthcare workers are quitting to avoid the injections, leading to even more shortages. There's also the influx of vax-injured patients. Even NPR admitted that hospitals are overrun with seriously ill people who do not have COVID-19. It's shaping up to be a situation with millions of sick people and nobody to help them. Not that doctors are helping vax-injured people now, anyway. There's a few out there that are, but the most are not. So, healthcare will mostly be digitized by 2030, they say. Transhumans and GMO humans will be the majority in Western countries. Again, that's not my claim. That's their claim, okay? Birth rates will grind to a halt due to mass infertility, a common trait for GMO humans. Medicine will be impersonal and mechanical. Direct human interaction will be minimal or non-existent. Military personnel and equipment will inevitably start filling healthcare positions in civilian settings, likely sooner rather than later. Critical thinkers should have already been prepared for this. Avoid doctors at all cost. Keep your weight down and vitamin D and C levels up. Again, this is not my advice. My advice is totally scripture because it works every time. Exercise your heart, get adequate sleep, and even meditate 2 to 3 times a week. Avoid doctors is a matter of life and death in 2021. Death by doctor is disgraceful. It's best to die with dignity when the time comes. Stay vigilant and protect your friends and loved ones. Yeah, warn them about the things that are happening and pray for them because, as you know, they worship doctors. And that's going to cause a lot of deaths. Okay. Continuing, official data shows many more people have died due to the COVID-19 vaccines in 8 months than people who have died of COVID-19 in 18 months. And this is by the Daily Exposé on August the 21st, 2021. There can no longer be any doubt that the COVID-19 injections are more deadly than the alleged COVID-19 virus. Thanks to a raft of official public health and government data available, coming out of Scotland and England, confirming more people have died due to COVID-19 vaccine in 8 months than people who have died of COVID-19 itself in 18 months. A study, 5G exposure is a significant factor in higher COVID cases and deaths. This is Natural News. The National Center for Biotechnology Information, NCBI, has published a new study warning about the dangers of 5G technology, including how it directly contributes to the symptoms commonly associated with the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19. For the study, Beverly Rubik and Robert R. Brown referenced an earlier paper published in May of 2020 that showed a statistically significant correlation between the intensity of radio frequency radiation and mortality from SARS-CoV-2 in 31 countries throughout the world. They also highlighted a U.S.-based study showing that areas of the country with 5G infrastructure already in place and operating showed significantly higher rates of serious illness and death attributed to COVID, all independent of population density, air quality, and latitude. Only 5G matched three different causal analyses used in the study. Population density, air quality, and latitude, meanwhile, only matched one or two analyses each, meaning 5G was the verified culprit in negative COVID outcomes. Rubik and Brown used these findings to draw a comparison between the bio effects of WCR, which is wireless communications radiation, including 5G, and the symptoms commonly attributed to COVID, which they then used to create a list of overlapping physical effects. Symptoms from both WCR and COVID-19 included blood changes such as short-term RoLo, blood clumping, in other words, and long-term reduced hemoglobin in severe COVID-19 cases, oxidative stress and injury in tissues and organs, immune system disruption, including suppression of T lymphocytes and elevated inflammatory biomarkers, increased intracellular calcium, which facilitates virus entry and replication, and arrhythmias, heartbeat irregularities, and reported LifeSite News. Wireless radiation exposure reduces levels of master antioxidant glutathione. Sorry, I can't pronounce some of these. One particularly disturbing finding in Rubik and Brown's study is the observable decrease in glutathione, the body's master antioxidant, upon exposure to 5G and really all wireless radiation. So, a note here related, Donald Trump funneled billions of American taxpayer dollars into subsidizing a more rapid 5G rollout. I think he did try to get rid of some of the bad effects of it. He had a lot of 5G stuff changed out in the houses from the Chinese versions, and which they said made it a lot safer. We'll see. I don't know. At least two other studies have found that WCR exposure correlates to greatly diminished glutathione levels, the symptoms of which just so happen to match those of Fauci flu. Rubik and Brown made specific notes in their paper about how the finding of low glutathione levels in Chinese virus patients further supports oxidative stress as a component of COVID infection. WCR is also widely recognized as a psychological stressor that causes detrimental health effects ranging from increased cancer risk and DNA damage to learning and memory problems. Everybody knows about the fog, right? The mental fog. Pray against it. You have authority, right? Sure, correlation does not always mean causation, but in this case, it is more than probable that WCR, and particularly the early activation of 5G in Wuhan, the epicenter of the plandemic, is directly contributing to the spread and severity of the Wuhan virus. The evidence for the connection between COVID and 5G, as well as other forms of wireless communications radiation, WCR, consisted of two main findings: the statistical correlation between COVID-19 symptoms / mortality and area-specific WCR intensity, including that of 5G, and the overlap between WCR effects on the body and COVID-19 symptoms. That's LifeSite News further reporting. One reader commented that 5G radiation apparently stirs up the graphene hydroxide found in the injections, causing bleeding and clotting. Graphene hydroxide is a metal and is affected by 5G. This person added, graphene hydroxide, never leaves your system and accumulates with every shot or booster. That's not according to God. That's according to them. God can do anything. He can clean your blood. Another wrote that while taking NAC, N-acetyl-L-cysteine is powerful, as mentioned in the article, vitamin D plays a much bigger role in protecting against COVID and other respiratory ailments. Quote, if you are already low in vitamin D, as a great many are, as soon as your body is attacked by a virus, those reserves get depleted further. which then puts you in a very dangerous area, unquote. And this person added, and I'm not preaching vitamins or drugs or anything. I'm preaching faith in Jesus. That's my job, okay? More news about the devastating health effects of 5G can be found at 5galert.com. FDA documents show COVID-19 vax produces a bioweapon, Karen Kingston. I'll leave you a link here to study that. Bill Gates' blockchain vax tracker. Stu Peter interviews Deanna Lorraine about Bill Gates' blockchain vax tracker, patent number 06.06.06. Interesting number. She says, quote, "The WHO has just released their guiding document for a digital vaccine passport called, quote, Digital Documentation of COVID-19 Certificates, Vaccination Status, Technical Specifications and Implementation Guidance, August 27, 2021. These certificates are blockchain-based, so it's going to be connected to blockchain and cryptocurrency of some kind. And this has all been funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation. Many desperate people have been trying to obtain fake vaccination status cards, and some have been arrested and fined for this, but the blockchain certificates will eliminate all forgeries because there will be a QR code that everyone must have via an injection or a transdermal quantum dot patch. This will be tied to your blockchain information." Well, I've been in contact with a few people that wanted a religious exemption. I was contacted by one particular person recently who was told about a person, I could have been a pharmacist or a doctor, who would give them the number one shot, I believe it was the number one, that was a saline solution. And by the way, they put the first two shots out in three different ways with three different codes, 1, 2, and 3. If I'm not mistaken, the number one was a saline solution, quite harmless. So this particular person, doctor or whatever, was giving people the saline solution. And so they passed. They could stay at work and so on and so forth. This happened. Okay, and I think that there's a lot of nurses out there that are doing some of the same stuff, and a lot of doctors too. So thank you, Lord, for that. But thank you, Lord, for bringing down this criminal organization that's doing this and prosecuting them in Jesus' name. Going on, it says, "You won't be able to just tell them that you are vaccinated because they will just look you up in their database. So in their Mark of the Beast system, there will be no way around this." Back in 2014, Gates filed a patent for a biometric chip that will control birth control, that can be controlled remotely, which will also be tied to your biometric data, including health stats, body heat, activities, and will report when you are sick. Then, in March of 2020, Bill Gates filed the patent for blockchain and cryptocurrency to be tied to your vaccination status. This patent number, ironically, is 06.06.06. Yeah, they like to throw it in your face, don't they? The vax is an obedience training platform. And this was transcribed by Eve Brast on 12/16/21. In this Stu Peters interview with Karen Kingston, she says Americans thought that by being vaccinated, they would get their ticket back to their liberties and freedoms, when in actuality, the vaccination campaign is a getaway to an obedience platform, or a gateway, excuse me, to an obedience platform and potentially an execution platform if people do not obey based on their social credit scores. In the original patent for this platform, which is patent number 2021/0082583, section number 0378, it talks about a plurality of electronic devices configured to create an ID and will connect to external servers, including apps. The government will require citizens to download a mandatory app on their smartphones or tablets, smartwatches, etc., and also smart glasses, which will also be designed for the VR metaverse that Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, are bringing online soon. This will help the government with the logistics of the vaccination procedures. The app and or smart device is configured to inform on the user's location at all times and to communicate with adjacent smart devices via Bluetooth, for example, to assess the interactions between users. In section number 0380, it goes on to say, quote, the app will send a communication to the user to enhance awareness of behavioral rules during pandemics, to come and be vaccinated, to avoid certain locations which are at high risk of contagion, so on and so forth, acting as though they want to help you. This may all sound surreal, but this has already been implemented in Western Australia and with the G2G app, which is a tool that helps the police protect the community by conducting remote virtual app checks on people in quarantine. Of course, that was the place that they chose because they had already taken up the guns, right? And by the way, folks, you know, all of this is leading to the mark of the beast in the middle of the tribulation period. And now is when you need to escape these things by drawing near to the Lord, abiding in Him. There is no curse on the people who abide in Him and abide in His word. There is no curse. God is the one who prophesied these things, and He's not changing His mind. He is going to drain the swamp. Okay, continuing. When users receive the push notifications to check in, they have a 5-minute window to take a selfie or photo. The app then matches the image and location with the person's registered details to ensure compliance with quarantine directives. And if you're not dead by then, I'll continue here. If they miss a check in multiple times, they are prompted to give a reason and the police will determine if it's valid or not. If you consistently miss or fail to comply without good reason, you may have committed an offense under the Emergency Management Act, which can result in fines of up to $50,000 and or imprisonment. Okay, back to the patent. Section number 0352 says, quote, vaccines, including COVID-19, are all compounds as disclosed in the website of the WHO, and which are all incorporated herein by reference, which are optionally provided, in other words, as a kit, with software and or provided with instructions for use targeting potential super spreaders. Well, we know who the super spreaders are. They're the vaccinated. They're not the non-vaccinated. So, going on here, it says, well, you may say, I didn't get a kit or instructions, but keep in mind, on December the 13th of 2016, under the Obama's CARES Act, section number 3024, it was passed that during an EUA, that's an emergency use authorization, and under clinical research, informed consent was waived if it is not in the best interest of a human subject to know. So, for example, if our government decided we shouldn't know we were being injected with a smart computing system device, then that would be disclosed, would not be disclosed to us. And this is why the drug companies have gotten away with not telling people what is in their death shots, right? And if we refer back to the patent in section number 0400, it details how the vaccine potency is based on super spreader or an individual behavior. So, this system is used to identify which individuals will receive which types of vaccines in relation to their potency. For example, individuals that received and or were identified as a high super spreading score by the system would be vaccinated with a more potent dose of the vaccines. In other words, we've not got to get rid of these people, right? So, if you're not obedient or you are deemed undesirable, you will get a more potent vaccine, or as we call it, a chemical execution. Ephesians 5:11-16 says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them. For the things which are done by them in secret, it is a shame even to speak of. But all things, when they are reproved, are made manifest by the light. For everything that is made manifest is light. Wherefore, he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine upon thee. Look therefore carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Saints, there are some terribly wicked days coming down the road, and today is the day for you to get prepared by abiding in the Jesus of the Bible and taking the benefits of the kingdom which most of Christianity has rejected. Well, and then here's a note. Watch Stu Peters' second follow-up interview with Karen Kingston, linked here. I'll put the link there. They plan on saturating our whole environment with graphene hydroxide. And this is also transcribed by Eve Brass, 12:14-21. In the Stu Peters interview with Dr. Love, she reported, Dr. Zandra Bothra found disc-like nanostructures described in the Pfizer patents called microbeads, and in the Moderna patent they called microbubbles or spheres. Dr. Pablo Campra mentioned he discovered biosensors, which are in the DARPA patent, that are T-shaped microfluidic biochips. Quantum dots, which are mentioned in the Pfizer and Moderna patents, are made from graphene oxide. This is more proof that this substance is in the mRNA injections. Quantum dots are used for DNA barcoding and ownership of humans. They are going to brand us using CRISPR, that's CAS9 technology. This is a genome editing tool. It enables geneticists and medical researchers to edit parts of the genome by removing, adding, or altering sections of DNA sequence. So in other words, they don't want you to be a human, okay? It is currently the simplest, most versatile, and precise method of genetic manipulation and is therefore causing a buzz in the science world. Okay, back to the article. The quantum dot patent application was granted on 6/8/21, and they've been very quietly about this and trying to hide it. This is the marker gene for bioimaging and biotracking of humans. The quantum dots are color-based markers. They are tiny artificial atoms that are created chemically in the lab. Scientists are fusing two atoms together to create an artificial molecule. So they have created a new programmable matter that can be reprogrammed anytime and controlled externally from AI. So this is like playing God and altering God's creation, creating a whole new reality. These quantum dots have luciferase in them. That's Lucifer, yes. In them from insect jellyfish and glowworm DNA, which gives them the ability to glow under special lighting. These are all being transfected into human cells for tracing and barcoding. This is cross-species genomics, and they are creating a new species of humans. Transfect means to infect a cell with free nucleic acid or introduce genetic material by infecting a cell with free nucleic acid. This technology was developed at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. It was patented and owned by Yasim, which is a technology transfer company of the Hebrew University, and owned by Nanosys, which is a headquarter in Silicon Valley, California. These two companies are subleasing this technology worldwide, so there are 60 additional quantum dot patents that don't expire until 2030. Yasim's business partners include Google, ICL, Intel, J&J, Merck, Microsoft, Novartis, and many more. Samsung is also partnered with Nanosys. Moderna's and Pfizer's patents are both owned by Israel, and both of the company's CEOs are Israeli. So who's your daddy, right? Yep. So these are the patent holders who all have a vested interest in barcoding and enslaving humanity, branding humans like cattle. And this is the Israeli state, CCP, the banking elites, etc., that want to monitor our biometric data in order to know who is their eligible property and who isn't yet. And they want everyone barcoded. So, based on these patents, we know that they intend to use this technology for and why they so desperately need it in people, especially either by injection, masks, nasal swabs, hand sanitizers, or aerial spraying. Yes, you got it right. They have infected all of these things. Fauci and NIH funded the hydrogels, which are skin penetrating and can be discriminated by aerial spraying. InfoWars had covered this also. Klaus Schwab said that the hydrogels, which are made from graphene oxide and contain the mRNA cloning technology and our entire bioweapons system, would be in everything by the end of this year, 2021. So they're putting it everywhere to infect you. You have only one escape: to abide in the secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91. Do it. They are literally going to saturate human beings with these hydrogels to genetically modify them for patentability. So even if people don't get vaccinated, they will attempt to get it inside every human being on the planet one way or another. He causeth all the Bible says. He causeth all to take the mark. There's only one immunity. I'll tell you. Our immunity is accomplished by Jesus, who delivered us from the curse. That's right. Galatians 3:13 and 14 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree, that upon the Gentiles might come the blessing of Abraham in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Get filled with the Holy Spirit. It will empower you to believe these verses and to walk with these verses. And learn from our book, God's Vaccine. And also, 7 Simple Steps to Be Immune from Plagues, Pestilences, Man-Made or Otherwise. Amen. So, another article here, and then we'll get into some word. Technocrats will reduce every human to a QR code by Leo Homan. And that's leohoman.com, September the 11th, 2021. The rising biomedical security state is determined to use COVID to reduce every human being to a QR code. Without fanfare and with hardly a peep from the corporate-owned establishment media, the United Nations World Health Organization, also known as the WHO, issued a document last week that should set off alarm bells for lovers of freedom and liberty everywhere. Technocrats are determined to reduce every human to a QR code. The document provides guidance, they call it, for every nation in the world on how to go about implementing digital health passports, which is something Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and other power elites have said since last year would be absolutely essential to conquering the COVID pandemic, which is baloney. The COVID pandemic is no longer a threat. It's the vaccines that are the threat. The title alone of the document appears designed to repel the average reader and lull them to sleep. Digital documentation of COVID-19 certificates, vaccination status, technical specifications, and implementation guidance. The WHO is working with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, or CDC, to produce a high-value standard for international adoption and technical information exchange. In layman's terms, we're talking about a digital health passport. These passports, as we've covered in depth in previous articles, are meant for no other purpose than to track and to trace the movement of people in real time, scooping up data all along the way. In other words, one of the most basic rights in any free society, the freedom of movement, will be shattered if your city, state, or nation follows the advice of the WHO, the World Economic Forum, or any other of its technical partners, such as Microsoft, IBM, Google, Facebook, etc. The WHO paper states its purpose is to provide standards and specifics for the governments and contractors seeking to impose digital vaccine passports on global populations. This is a guidance document for countries and implementing partners on the technical requirements for developing digital information systems for issuing standards-based interoperable digital certificates for COVID-19 vaccination status and considerations for implementation of such systems for the purposes of continuity of care and proof of vaccination. A condensed version of the 99-page document with helpful graphics, some of which are reproduced below in a link we have here, can be found in this link. I'll put this on here and you can look at it if you like. As can be seen in the above screenshot, this technology will be used to track not only the movement of people, but to monitor their need for continuity of care, which foretells WHO's desire for continuous vaccines and booster shots in perpetuity for every man, woman, and child. And of course, all of this is going to account for the depopulation that the Book of Revelation talks about. So it's going to happen, and it's best that you draw close to the Lord so you can remain aloof from this. The system is even designed, and see the link, for maximum printability so that holders of vaccine passports without a smartphone can receive a printed QR code. Fear not. This is me speaking here. Fear not, only believe. For God will drain the church swamp. It is better to not be a part of it now. Forget religion. Turn to the Word and true original covenant. There's where your promises are. There's where your salvation is. God wants those who are in the covenant. The covenant is written in the New Testament. He wants those people. And those who have decided to go their own way with their own religion, we know they're going to be taken out. Okay, so human QR codes. The document was issued on August 27th with the intended audience being WHO member states and technology contractors with a stake in the digital passport business, where tech companies stand to reap billions in profits over the next several years installing this new surveillance grid. This document talks about the need to implement digital vaccine passports throughout the whole of society and how to do it. The vaccination records can also provide proof of vaccination status for purposes not related to health care, the WHO points out on page 14. On digital vaccine certificate, is defined in the document as a digitally signed representation of data content that describes a vaccination event. The coming fourth industrial revolution. If governments and their tech partners are successful in implementing this system and getting the public conditioned to accept it, the next step already envisioned by the World Economic Forum is to move the QR code from the smartphone to the person's actual body. Aha! We heard about that, didn't we? Klaus Schwab, a director and founder of the WEF, which hosts the world's top political and economic power players each year in Davos, Switzerland, said in 2016 while promoting his book on the Fourth Industrial Revolution, that this global revolution will lead to a fusion of our physical, biological, and digital identities, unquote. Schwab is fond of saying that COVID and the so-called Great Reset announced by the World Economic Forum in July of last year will force people to engage with machines in new and different ways. He wasn't kidding. Listen to Schwab in the video clip predicting that in this process of fusion, people will, by 2026, have a chip implanted in their skin or brain that will connect them to the internet. Mm-hmm. Schwab's book, published in late 2016, stated that the time was near when developments in technology would not only change the way we live and work, but would be even challenging ideas about what it means to be human, unquote. Of course, there is a segment of the population worldwide who Schwab, Gates, Fauci, Rockefeller, Soros, Buffett, and the rest of the elites know will never get on board with their plan for changing the very idea of what it means to be human. That's where the rollout of the controversial mRNA COVID shots has been extremely valuable to the strategists behind the New World Order. They are getting a very good feel for exactly who they will need to either re-educate or, if that's not possible, eliminate from society altogether. That's where the digital certificates, passports, come in. They are, by their very nature, coercive and an obvious in-your-face assault on basic human freedom. Anyone who accepts such an intrusion on their movement and privacy is clearly already primed for the ultimate marking of the New World Order. We call it the Mark of the Beast, which will be to accept the QR code marked right into their skin using microneedles and invisible dye. Gates has already funded a project at MIT to do just that. The WHO document also mentions that once established, these digital certificates could be loaded with data that includes not just COVID vaccine status, but all vaccines and health records. And the ultimate goal is to have a global identification system that is mated to one's vaccine status, a dream that the Gates and Rockefeller Foundations have been striving for or striving to fulfill since their launch of the ID 2020 initiative in 2019, before COVID was a thing. In fact, the slippery slope towards making every man, woman, and child a walking QR code is already being traversed worldwide. Scannable QR codes, allowing employers, businesses, and other organizations to see your vaccination status and decide whether to allow you onto their property, are already making their way into several states and cities across the U.S. and throughout Europe. The Show Your Papers Society is emerging before our eyes, and very few Americans seem concerned or even aware. A company called MYIR Mobile is working in several states providing an app that allows the user to prove your COVID status for travel, school, work, or any other situation where proof is required. Simply register your account and open the QR code in your app to allow others to scan your proof of vaccination. Coming soon. Human QR codes. A true dystopian fashion, this company trumpets its Show Your Papers apps as if it was a great achievement, like how did humanity ever get by for thousands of years without having a scannable QR code app that allows them to be tracked and traced, to have their mere presence at a public location questioned and challenged as if they were someone's property. That's what the elite think, that you are their property. They are the top of the food chain, literally. Okay. A dog on a leash has more freedom than this, but still, you are encouraged to register now. It's simple and secure, they say. This is classic case of technology company committing digital terrorism against humanity. There is no other way around it. This is the digital form of Nazi Germany's Show Your Papers Society, announcing itself as having arrived in the home of the brave and the land of the free. It's no longer hiding. It's right in our faces. The premise behind MYIR Mobile is clear. Either get vaccinated or your life is over. It's just one of dozens of such tech companies seeking to cash in on the fear-crazed new normal that globalist elites have created in the wake of the COVID pandemic. They are using the power of technology for the utmost evil, to literally cancel you from all society. This is the global technocrats getting their foot in the door of a place they have no business being, your personal health care, and claiming they have the right to convince every business to discriminate against you based on your so-called vaccine status, which has nothing to do with whether or not you are healthy or a danger to others. The CDC and lying Fauci have already admitted that these vaccines do not stop you from getting COVID. They do not stop you from spreading COVID and only protect you against serious illness for 3 to 5 months, which is another lie. And within 5 months, your protection starts to seriously wane and you will need another booster to retain your coveted status as fully vaccinated. Those who can't prove that they have that status will not only be discriminated against by the government, will incentivize businesses to discriminate against them too. The civil rights movement was fought and won over this same type of legalized discrimination. Wars have been fought over far less. Globalist elites love to play the Hegelian dialect. A crisis, real or manufactured, provokes a reaction from the people who demand the government take action to protect them, and then horrifying solution is brought forth. Yeah, they want you to beg for their vaccines and their control. And it's not going to stop with digital vaccine passports. This is merely the first stop on the way to creating a digital ID that will be required of all global citizens in order to be allowed to buy or sell. It will start with your vaccination status and eventually include data points allowing the government and corporate world to know everything about you in a single glance. Some will recognize these societal changes as tyranny and balk at the transformation. That's why it's critical to get all of the children into the system. Fauci and company are frenetically pushing the vaccine from children 11 and under. They already have it for those 12 to 18. They want this so that young people will grow up thinking it's normal to be asked to prove one's vaccination status before being allowed to enter public venues and businesses. It has nothing to do with health and everything to do with putting in place the structures of a new surveillance state where every human being will be tracked and traced 24/7 in real time. Well, you see what the communists are up to. They always like this. They're always wanting to absolutely, totally control people. And so, and they are the ones, by the way, that started this COVID-19 thing. But they used American help. Do as you are told or prepare to hibernate inside your home for the rest of your life, unable to work, shop for food, travel anywhere, or go anywhere. No, they won't help at all. They'll knock your door in and they will give you a shot. If you aren't comfortable in such a world, prepare to resist. Well, let me say that we can do more than resist if we believe. For we have been given authority over the principalities and powers and rulers of this darkness for the sake of the kingdom of God. Luke 10:19 says, Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. And these are types of demons, by the way, serpents and scorpions. So, what will delay the beast's plans? Over 4.5 years ago, I warned you when the Lord told us that man-made plagues were coming to destroy multitudes. Now the deep state is losing the battle with the Alliance and are desperate to cause enough pain that the Alliance will back off of their prosecution of their murders. And these depopulationists will release a worse plague, which the Lord has said there's no cure for but His. I'll give you a link to that. And it's just like the ones in the book of Revelation. So, Father is using Donald Trump as a modern-day Cyrus, who will certainly conquer our modern-day deep state Babylon. This will supernaturally, although temporarily, free his people from bondage to Babylon so that his purposes for his elect in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation will stand, and the deep state will not be able to bring the mark of the beast before its time, which is appointed by God. That's right. Some people disagree with that. They say we must stop the mark of the beast. No, we can delay it. We've been given authority for that. We cannot stop it. God Himself is using it to separate the wheat from the tares. And He will drain His swamp. It's time to get totally, I mean totally, on God's side and be a disciple of Christ, not the religions of Christ. What we're about to see in Daniel interpreting the writing on the wall of the fall of Babylon. The king rewarded Daniel's interpretation by making him the third ruler in the kingdom. This would in type put him under the Father and the Son as the man-child third ruler. Daniel 5 and 16. But I have heard of thee that thou canst give interpretations and dissolve doubts, the king said to Daniel. Now, if you can read the writing and make known unto me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and thou shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom. Well, we know that this man-child was anointed just as Cyrus, who is a type of Trump, was coming in the door. Conquered Babylon, finally. And what this shows is that the anointing of the man-child, typed by Daniel, will come as Trump is returning to power in the final destruction of Babylon. Okay. Is the destruction of Babylon bringing in to Babylon? Well, no. In a way, yes, and in a way, no, because another beast is following. Babylon was conquered by the Medo-Persians, of whom Cyrus was warring for, right? And it was another beast, and it will ultimately come to the same kind of an end, okay? So, but for now, they are going to set the people of God free and give them the funds to rebuild the kingdom that's been torn to pieces by Babylonish religion. Amen? So, the man-child and Trump are coming to lead. This is a revelation given to Marilyn Klink, 12/16/21. I dreamed I was sitting in the driver's seat of a car at an intersection looking out the front windshield. I was waiting for the light to turn green so I could proceed on the straight road that I was on. Well, my note is that the bride who is on the straight and the narrow road to sanctification is waiting for someone, and I believe it's the man-child, to go before her. Yes, this fits scripture. Suddenly I saw two sports cars. I'm going to say, because I read the rest of this article, representing Trump and the man-child. Two sports cars, driving side by side, coming from the left but heading to the right of the intersection. And this represents that they will usher in a time where things shift from the left to the right, both politically and spiritually. They were traveling very fast. I would say that that means they're coming very soon. And they almost seemed to be synchronized in the way that they were being driven. Well, we have had dreams of them running parallel, that is Trump and the man-child, and with both having factious enemies to overcome. Amen. And they will. They will overcome. They made a sharp left turn onto the straight road that I was on, going ahead of me. Ha ha! Well, the bride, as you know, is led by the man-child. And the car on the right side was a pale yellow, the color of sun/sun, S-O-N, shine. So we're using a pun here, a parable here, the sunshine, the S-O-N, sunshine. And the car on the left was white, but had some straight black vertical lines that went from the hood to the bottom of the trunk. I prayed about who the two cars represent for 2 days, and Father finally told me and confirmed with three heads that they represent the man-child's sunshine-colored car on the right and Trump's white car with black stripes on the left. And, of course, this is symbolizing that President Trump still needs sanctification. Okay. I heard in the spirit Prius, which means to go before, the necessary prior condition of something. Prius. You heard that's a Toyota Prius, right? But these weren't Toyotas. The man-child will go before the bride, just as Trump will go before the bride politically, and they both will be in positions of leadership soon. The cars didn't look like a Prius. They looked like two vintage Porsches. They had hard tops and no spoilers. And they were traveling side by side, but with the yellow car on the right. It may have been that it was the one steering the black and white car. Well, this makes sense. We already know this is true, that President Trump will need the guidance and the protection of the man-child, and we must pray and exercise authority over the evil for President Trump. And that's the end of that dream. And Marilyn said, I received by random Isaiah 22:9. You have seen also the breaches of the city of David, that they are many, and you gathered together the waters of the lower pool. And of course, this was when the bride was being is under attack by the beast, right? And, of course, that's true now. She said, I then read the whole chapter, which ends with the prophecy of Eliakim, which is a type of the man-child. Amen. Isaiah 22:20-25 says, And it shall come to pass in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, which means God will establish. Like those two sports cars, right? God will establish concerning the man-child ministries and Trump ministries. The son of Hilkiah, who is replacing the apostate leadership symbolized by Shebna over the people of God. Okay. And I will clothe him with thy robe, speaking to Shebna, that he was going to take away his authority and give it to Eliakim. And, of course, the man-child is the reformers that are coming to guide God's people back to the straight and narrow road. and strengthen him with thy girdle, and I will commit thy government into his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. David also represents the man-child. And he shall open, and none shall shut, and he shall shut, and none shall open. In other words, the authority to bind and to loose will be very strong in the David man-child ministry. And it's there for everybody, by the way, who is a Christian, but many don't have faith to exercise it. And that's going to be their loss, because it'll be necessary. 23. And I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a throne of glory to his father's house. And they shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house, the offspring and the issue, every small vessel, from the cups even to all the flagons. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, shall the nail that was fastened in a sure place give way. Well, Shebna, the apostate leader, was being replaced with this reformer. And another thing, there's a double meaning here. We know that Jesus was also a fulfillment of the David ministry, and he was put on the cross by nails, and it gave way, right? But he did that so that we wouldn't have to live under the curse. And it shall be hewn down and fall, and the burden that was upon it shall be cut off, for the Lord has spoken it. Amen. So here's a revelation I want to share with you. We called it Trump's Second Inauguration. And this was given to Vanessa Weeks, 6/10/21. In a dream, I saw President Trump standing on a stage. And the stage represents the world. All the world's a stage, right? It seems the stage was outside, and he was dressed in a navy blue suit. Could this have to do with the Navy? Well, Navy ships sail on top of the seas, which represent having dominion over the peoples, nations, and tongues. In the Bible, and especially in the book of Revelation, that's what they call the seas, right? And Donald Trump has been given authority by God to be the ruler of the free world, just as Cyrus was given the same authority to benefit God's people and allow them to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Donald means world ruler. That's not by accident. And this means, this reminds me of David Dengler's dream of Trump emerging from a door on the deck of a hovercraft, returning to power. Okay, we call this Trump and the U.S. restored to power. David Dengler, 5/26/21. And David said, in a dream, I saw a large body of water representing the American people, with a hovercraft traveling over it. The hovercraft was very large and powerful. The hovercraft represents the power and industry of the United States. Maybe even the military of the United States, too. It looked new and clean and was painted red, white, and blue. New and clean. Okay. United States of America was written on the sides, and it reminded me of Air Force One. By the way, who's flying Air Force One? You got it, President Trump. The hovercraft is new. New industries and business will be created with much power. And what is unique about a hovercraft is that it floats on a cushion of air that can travel across almost any surface, ground, water, mud, ice, etc. And this makes the hovercraft almost unstoppable. In this instance, the air cushion represents wind. or the Spirit of God that will support this coming change. A door opened and Donald Trump walked out. Donald Trump coming out of the door of the hovercraft represents his official restoration to the presidency of the United States. He turned to his left and began running around the deck of the hovercraft. He did not run like a 70-year-old, but as a much younger, stronger man. And when he turns left and runs around the deck, he is running counterclockwise. Let me say, he's running counterclockwise to the left. Yes, he is. He is turning back the clock and restoring to the country those things that were taken away. And, of course, this is a temporary thing, but a very needed thing at this time for people to get to know the Lord before the doors close on them. He runs like a younger man, quickly restoring the original Constitution. And then I woke up. So now I'd like to go back to Vanessa's dream. Okay. His wife, Melania, was standing next to him, and it was his second inauguration. We've had many revelations of Trump returning to power soon. Many, many. Okay. This was supposed to be secret, but a woman was reporting the proceedings on the air. I did not see her, but just heard her. And she said the Biden administration knew about this, and they said, well, let Trump have his play acting. I knew this was to bring discredit to the true Trump administration. Well, this is what the religious faction and the factious deep state always do. They project their own wickedness that they are guilty of onto the righteous. In other words, they do what they say the righteous are doing, but they lie. And off to the right of the stage were women dressed in long white dresses. They danced gracefully as a band played music. I believe we can see here the virgins who accompany the bride, who in this case is represented by Melania. Also, I saw Mrs. Trump by a light purple, purple represents royalty, evening dress for the inauguration ball that followed. We can see here a parallel between the man-child and bride and Trump and Melania. Okay, that parallel has been coming to us in dreams and revelations. It's like there is a political and a religious side of this reformation. And then I woke up. Thank you, Father, that you will bring this to pass. Well, amen. I agree. Okay, then we got one man-child coming to lead the battle. So we've got the political side, and we're going to look at the religious side here. And this is Lena Galchenko. And she had this in early December 2021. I had a dream about a week or two ago that I was standing on the shore of a large body of water. God promised Abraham, this is me speaking, that he would make his descendants as the sand of the seashore. And we are the seed of Abraham by faith, according to Paul in Romans. Okay. So, standing on the shore of a large body of water, I was watching a small airplane do tricks in the sky, like at an air show. Well, we're going to find out that this is Michael doing this air show. Michael is a witness of how to maneuver in heavenly places through faith. Okay? And Michael means who is like God. You know who the people are that are going to escape, and the people who are the first fruits who are going to be the reformers? It's going to be the demonstration of the people who are like God, the man-child ministry. The plane was fancy and shiny and small, like a two- or a four-seater. The pilot was Michael Hare, and he was doing loops and circles, and at one point flew it up into the heavens with the nose going straight up. Well, I believe this is probably demonstrating our freedom to work in the heavenlies, which the man-child is going to do. Someone standing next to me asked me which runway Michael used to get up so high, and I said he simply took off using the water. Yeah, this is the whole key here. And this means that believing and speaking the water of the Word, which it's called, which causes us to go higher and further in our walk with the Lord, causes us to overcome gravity, the laws of the earth, right? And the law of sin and of death, I might add. In the distance, up in the clouds or heaven, I could see the airport where Michael was going to land and understood that this was where he resided. That's in heavenly places, in Christ. You know, God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Abiding in Christ is described in the Bible as abiding in the Word of God, being obedient to the Word of God because of our faith in Christ, right? And as I watched Michael fly, a slow, low-flying black helicopter appeared. Well, what does that bring to mind? Well, it's black to identify black ops, just like all that stuff we've been reading about. It's a black ops. Hidden works of darkness, right? It is low-flying because it's incapable of flying high in the heavenlies, like Michael the man-child. And above the curses of this world. They're just spreading the curse around, but they're all going to be a part of it. They're all going to die under the curse. And all the people that trust in them are going to die under the curse. It represents the Babylonish faction in church and state, which the man-child will be given authority over. Amen. It was flying close to the water. Well, both of these Babylonish entities are never very far from the people of the Word. They work hard to destroy the gospel, and they don't want it to get out to the people, many of which oppose the communist deep state government. The plane swooped down and started to chase it as if in pursuit of an enemy. And then I woke up. Well, Michael, meaning who is like God, is probably representing the man-child body whose job it will be to bring an end to their evil destruction of the world and souls, at least at this time. There will be a time when God, what God prophesies in the Bible and in the book of Revelation, has to come to pass. It has to come to pass, including the mark of the beast, in order to separate the wheat from the tares. It has to happen because the door is about to close and the ark is about to lift off and the people in it have to be righteous souls. So, Trump returns with a vengeance. And this was given to Garrett Crawford on 5/16/21. I dreamed I was in a long line of people. We were all in a single file. And as we will see, Garrett represents a group of people whose eye is single and who walk a narrow path of sanctification from the world and the worldly. Luke 11:34 says, "The lamp of the body is thine eye, and when thine eye is single, thy whole body is also full of light. But when it is evil, thy body also is full of darkness." So there's no power among the people whose eye is on the things of the world, is on the sins of the world, is on the ways of the world and not on the Word of God. There's no power. There was a young Air Force cadet or service woman in full uniform at the end of the line checking us off. We seemed to be waiting to get into a venue or a rally. I had no idea why we were in line, but after a long time I found myself as the very last person. Well, as we will see, this young Air Force cadet could represent a future overcomer, our little sister spoken of in Song of Solomon. You know, we are all in the military of God, right? Our fight is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, but we are in God's military. And this is a younger little sister here coming along. And these are the ones that will come out of the apostate church system, as in Lana's dream that we just read. And there were people observing Michael's example as the man-child overcoming in heavenly places. These people observing the man-child and his methods and his power and his anointing and his word. These are the people that are going to overcome. Song of Solomon 8:8-9 says, "We have a little sister, and she hath no breasts. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for?" That was by the king, of course, Solomon. "If she be a wall, we will build upon her a turret of silver, and if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar." And this is the bride speaking about raising up her little sister. Yes. "The servicewoman looked at me and took additional information from me that was not asked of anyone else. Of all the people in line, I was the only one she singled out to get this information." Well, we know that they will ask us many questions about the things that they never learned from their apostate church leadership. And this is going to be very needed in the days to come. It's going to be a matter of life and death. Okay. "I felt uncomfortable that I was singled out and asked her why only I was chosen." And Garrett here represents the first fruits, the chosen, right? "She said she wasn't sure, but she said she could find out and walked away. I have no idea why I was singled out by the servicewoman. I wasn't in trouble, it seems. The woman was smiling at me while she was asking me the questions about myself. But even she didn't know why I was singled out." Well, people can recognize the chosen because they're full of the word, they're full of answers, and so on and so forth. And many will want to know why we were chosen, and they will come out from among her, that is the Babylonish apostate harlot system, and be separate, and they will find out and learn about sanctification. 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18 says, "Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers." And we're talking about unbelievers in the so-called church. "They don't believe so much of the Bible. And if you'll read it for yourself, you'll find that out. So be not unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness and iniquity? Or what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what portion hath a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement hath a temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God. Even as God said, I will dwell in them, walk in them, I will be their God, they shall be my people. Wherefore, come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be to you a father, and you shall be to me sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." So, let me say, many are kind of having doubts about Trump's return before the 2024 election. And many are having doubts about the coming of the man-child, this parallel. But it's going to happen, and it's being prophesied even now, as we hear. Garrett was singled out because he personally needed a confirmation that Trump was coming back. So, and alongside Trump, remember, Cyrus came to the Babylonian king, killed him in that night. At the same time, Daniel, the man-child, was anointed third ruler in the kingdom. So you see, these are running parallel. So at this point, I was all alone in the kitchen, deep within the back rooms of this large concert hall or stadium. And the only way I knew this was all the noise and commotion was echoing down the halls. There were many thousands of people somewhere cheering in expectation. They're waiting for Trump to return. I had no idea for what. The thousands of people waiting in the arena could have been there for a Trump rally so that he could come out and speak to them. In the dream, I never went into the venue with the crowd like everyone else. Well, the Trump rallies are continuing even after Biden's false inauguration. They're continuing. And they're overflowing. A true disciples of Christ recognize that our kingdom is not of this world, as Jesus told us in his word. Yes, that is so true. John 18:36 says, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." And ours is not either. Our kingdom is not of this world. We are sojourners, the Bible tells us, and we're just a passing through. Make sure you get it right. You only get one chance. And after a few minutes, I heard a basement door open behind me, and men in suits started coming out. It was a big entourage of people. Then came Donald Trump up the stairs from his dark and dungeon-like basement, and all his attendants scattered to important jobs and tasks. It was such a shock when Donald Trump appeared from the basement. I was not expecting that at all. Well, he is coming back officially because he never really left, I got to tell you. You know, he's ruling the military, but he's coming back officially. And he still has the nukes and the Air Force One, by the way. And Biden has been left in a fake White House to prove how life and economies do under a communist. That's what he's proven. And this is so important at this time that they learn this, because of all the poor kids that were sent off to college and came back communists, not knowing the history of communism, obviously, and the destruction and the death that it brings forth. Okay. Everyone will see very soon. We're not looking to a man to worship or to save us, because we understand that God is sovereign and he puts into power the basest of men for his own plans and purposes. But he put a person in there he could use in that office, which a Christian probably could not do. He is killing people. Christians can't do that, etc., etc. Anyway, Daniel 4:17 says, "The sentence is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will and setteth up over it the basest of men," or the lowest of men. So we are told that Trump will return and the election audits will prove he was voted in as president, and he will not be president under USA Incorporated because it is defunct. And that's a proven fact. It's gone. But he will be recognized as president And Nasara law dictates that there has to be a new election for all rulers of the republic, which Trump will be inaugurated to. Amen. Only I was left alone with Donald Trump. He was fierce and angry, like a mother bear robbed of her cubs. He was bloodied. His nose was bleeding, and his thumb was bloody. He was not in a good mood. Well, Donald Trump coming out of the basement, bloodied and angry, was foreshadowing his return to official power. And the thumb is the opposing digit of all the digits of the hand. And without it, we couldn't grasp things or use our hands as God intended them for use. And President Trump is often seen with a thumbs up gesture, which means keep up the faith. But it isn't without cost, because some are dead. Okay. And the hand represents either our works or Christ's works through us. And Jesus is the arm of the Father who will rule for him. And as his disciples, we are his hands and feet. Isaiah 40 and 10 says, "Behold, the Lord will come as a mighty one, and his arm will rule for him. To whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Jesus Christ, right? "Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him." So the bloodied thumb here represents the seeming setback of God's work through Trump and the seeming victory of the deep state over the Trump administration. It was just seeming that way, I got to tell you. So God allowed this handicapping of his work through Donald Trump temporarily so that people could see the evil of the deep state and the demon rats and learn to pray. And so that everything could be exposed and brought to light. Luke 8:17 says, "For nothing is hid that shall not be made manifest, nor anything secret that shall not be known and come to light." So he rummaged through the kitchen and grabbed a container of sugar and poured it on the hot grill and then stuck his bloody thumb in it. God has a way with dreams, I tell you. But he also interprets these things. And I believe that he's trying to sugarcoat the loss. Okay. And maybe he is trying to make things more acceptable to the public. Sun Tzu, The Art of War, which Trump ascribes to, say, appear strong when you are weak and weak when you are strong, in order to throw your enemies off track and cause them to underestimate you. I tried to make small talk with him, but he was on edge. He was still angry about the election and very bitter. He was reminiscing about how much respect the elite fighter pilots used to give him when he would walk onto a military base. I just listened to him with respect and always referred to him as Mr. President. And after talking with him for a few minutes, he appeared 10 feet tall and glowing like he had this powerful aura. I was quite intimidated and overwhelmed by his presence. And there was some kind of supernatural change. Well, the number 10 represents the law and judgment. He was 10 feet tall. It represents law and judgment. God is going to give power to President Trump to bring his justice to all these evil deep state Satanists for their wickedness. His power will be much greater this second time around to usher in the Great Awakening and the time of great revival of God's elect. And that's going to happen now, and it's going to also continue through the first half of the tribulation. And but Garrett went on to say his ego grew with him. He kept bragging how great he was. I didn't feel completely comfortable with it, but I had to acknowledge something powerful was taking place. Yes, God empowered every ruler of every kingdom, whether good or bad. He empowered all of them to come into position. He places them in position, and sometimes good rulers and sometimes bad, depending upon what the people need. So, something powerful was happening, he said. Well, let's pray for him that he gets a revelation that God is the one who is empowering him and that it's for his people's sake. And then I woke up. Okay. Well, let me say that God works all things together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. This is a warning. It's a warning that you need to draw close to God, that you need to know him. You need to know his authority and his power in you, because guns are not going to deliver you from what's coming, nor hiding out, nor food storage, nor anything physical is going to hide you from God. It's God who is bringing the mark of the beast. He is going to identify members of the body of the beast. He is going to separate them from his saints, which means his sanctified ones, those who are sanctified through their obedience to the word of God. He is going to separate, and the church is totally polluted. A little leaven leavens the whole lump, he says, and is totally polluted with Antichrist entities. If you're not for me, you are against me, Jesus said. How do you be for him? How can two walk together except they be agreed, the scripture says. How can you say you walk with Christ until you agree with his word? And have you read his word? And is it in your heart? And is it on your tongue? And is it in your thinking? Sons of God are not going to have a problem with the mark of the beast. Sons of God are those who are born of the Word of God. Jesus has a name called the Word of God. He is the Word of God. Don't say Jesus lives in you unless the Word of God lives in you. You're wasting your time just being a good person. You have to be born into the kingdom. And birth is given through those who receive the seed of the kingdom, as Jesus told us in the parable of the sower, was the Word of God. It came out of heaven, and it was received by four different types of people in the parable of the sower. Only one of them brought forth the fruit of it, which is the actions and the work and the thinking and the nature and so on. They brought forth the fruit. That one entered the kingdom. Out of the four who once claimed Christianity. Go back and read it. The parable of the sower. So, when the word is manifested in you, you don't have to worry about the mark of the beast because you've got the mark of God. That's not to say, like some very ignorant ministers out there are saying, you can go ahead and take the mark of the beast. No, you'll be tormented day and night forever and ever, the Bible says, if you take the mark of the beast. These people are ignorant of the Word of God, and they are antichrist because they're deceiving God's people. Okay. So, there is a mark of God, though, and it's in the forehead and in the hand, just like the mark of the beast. It is the mind of the Spirit and the works of the Spirit. The hand represents the works. And the mark of the beast also represents something. It represents the mind of the flesh and the works of the flesh. And these are going to be manifested with a mark, as they're proving to you in these revelations I'm sharing with you right now. These people are going to be identified. The righteous are going to be identified too. And the wicked are going to be separated from the righteous through this. And then God's going to have a holy people. And when the tares come out from among them, the righteous shall shine forth in the kingdom of their Father. That's what the Bible says. And so, this falling away, the great falling away, which is also identified as the mark of the beast, are these people who are walking after their flesh and doing the works of the flesh and having the mind of the flesh. These people are not Christians, no matter if they go to church, no matter if they call themselves Christians. They are not Christians. If you walk after the flesh, you must die, Paul said. And if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live, he said. So you see, there are many antichrists. And where did John say the antichrist was coming from? He said they went out from among us, that it might be proven that all are not of us. Well, in the parable of the sower, 3 out of the 4 came out and left. They couldn't stand it any longer. But the Word of God brings with it the power to become the sons of God. The sons of God are not going to have any problem with the mark of the beast or the threats that come from the beast people. They're not going to have a problem with this. And they are called overcomers. And they've been given the victory that Jesus Christ gave unto them at the cross. He who delivered us from our sins and set us free from the power of sin. And he told us through Paul in Romans chapter 6, reckon yourself to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God. And why do we reckon it? We consider it done because Jesus took our sins away. And because Jesus took our sins away and we believe it, we are accounted righteous by our faith, the Bible says. And if you are accounted righteous through your faith that he took away your sins and gave you his life, then you are entitled to the benefits of the kingdom of God. Many people who call themselves Christians don't partake of the benefits because they don't walk by faith and they're not accounted righteous, which is the very foundation of why we get the benefits of the kingdom of God. We've been delivered out of the power of darkness. Darkness has no power over us. The strong man Jesus called the devil, but a stronger than he came and bound him and ordered his people to plunder the devil's kingdom. He's bound. The devil is bound. He has no authority or power over you unless you believe it. If you believe it, be it unto you according to your faith, Jesus said. And as you have believed, so shall it be unto you, Jesus said. You see, many people believe the devil. They believe he has authority over them. They believe they're still under the curse. They believe they're still going to be a sinner. They don't believe that Jesus took away their sins and nailed them to the cross. They don't believe what Paul commanded us to do in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He also said, we behold in a mirror the glory of the Lord and are transformed into that same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit. We're transformed as we behold in a mirror the glory of the Lord. We believe that we died in our waters of baptism, and that Jesus is the one who came up. The born again man came up. We reckon ourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God, Paul said in Romans chapter 6. And then he said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Wow. So if you get that revelation of faith and you exercise that faith, it will be God who overcomes sin in you. Reckon yourself to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. You mean we have authority? If you believe it, we have authority to not let sin reign. And in that chapter, he went on to say twice, he made you free from sin. Do you believe it? He made you free from sin. Yes, we were all sinners, but we were saved by grace. Grace is unmerited favor of God, which he gives to those who believe him. The disciples asked Jesus, what must we do the works of God? He said, believe on him whom he has sent. And who is he? The Word of God. Believe the Word of God. Believe in your new covenant, the covenant that God made with you. Believe it. Read it. Believe it. Accept the promises. Stand upon them. Make the good confession in the sight of many witnesses, as the Bible says. We don't live anymore. It's Christ who lives in us. And the life that we now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. So we are now called the body of Christ. Christ lives in the body of Christ. The Word, which is another name given to Christ, lives in the body of Christ. There are many religious people who call themselves Christians, but they don't respect the Word, and they will not bear fruit, and they will be that 3 out of 4 that fall away, while that one bears the fruit of the Word which was sown in their hearts. Read it, the parable of sower, Matthew 13. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this wonderful benefit you have given unto us, Lord. Yes, we don't have to fear these things coming upon the world, for they're coming upon the world to put the fear of God in the people so that they turn to God. Anybody that's got a gift. Jesus said, all that the Father giveth me shall come unto me. Did you hear that? All that the Father giveth me shall come unto me. What will the rest do? Well, of course, if they officially come to Christ, they will fall away. The rest will fall away. It's always been that way from the beginning. And this is not including the world. The world never comes to Christ in the first place. But there is a great falling away. Now we're seeing many, many Christians receiving something very similar to the mark of the beast. It is a practice run. It does change your DNA to make you submit to them. And it's a depopulation tool to kill people. And why would people run to take this prelude to the mark of the beast if they believed God's word? The Bible's very plain. By whose stripes ye were healed. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases. I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Notice he put it upon the Egyptians, but not on his people. There was a Passover, and the Passover was to eat the lamb. You know who the lamb was? the Word of God. When you eat the Word of God, it goes into you and it becomes who you are. You are what you eat. Okay? And this was the Passover. The death angel, the plague, it was called, passed over the people who ate the lamb. Now, I got to tell you, there's a lot of folks going to church that's not eating the lamb. They're eating a bunch of pablum that religion made up, and they're not believing the promises of God. They've torn these pages out of their book. Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord. And I will be to you a father, and you shall be to me sons and daughters. Come out from among them. Remember those first disciples? They were among them. They were among the denominations of Judaism. And of course, God gave the rules, but they had departed from their Bible. And Jesus came as a reformer, as a man-child, to bring them back and restore them to truth. And he brought the new covenant. And some believed him and some did not. He said of even the very best of them, that is their leadership, you are from beneath, I am from above. He called his disciples out of those denominations, man-made denominations of Judaism. He called them to come out. He went into the sheepfold, he called his sheep by name, and he called them out. And then he called them the church. The denominations weren't the church. The called out ones who followed Jesus were the church. Church means called out ones. Come out from among them. Get to reading your New Testament. Find out what the covenant is and be sure you agree with that covenant. Do not add to it and don't take away from it, as you're warned in the last four verses of the book of Revelation. Because if you add to it, he'll add to you the plagues. He will add to you the plagues that are written in the book. And if you take away from it, he will take away your part in the tree of life. Now, some of you probably don't like what I'm saying here, but I said it right out of the Word. It's God's opinion. Now, if you don't like it, you may be in danger of being one of those tares that has to be separated from the true body of Christ. Remember who lives in the true body of Christ. Christ does. Who is Christ? The Word. You can't reject or add to God's Word. And religion always does this. Always. They're not to be trusted. Now, if you had known that Jesus already healed you at the cross, because the Bible clearly says that, you wouldn't be running to man. And look at how many people who are called the people of God who have died by running to man and taking this stupid shot. Well, okay. Father, we thank you so much for your Word. We thank you for giving us wisdom and discernment. We ask you to draw those that we have prayed for and we love and we want to see in the kingdom and open their eyes, Lord, bringing them out of the traditions of men and into the true kingdom of God, which is submitted to the Word of God. Thank you, Father, for doing this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, okay, saints, God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. And we will do this again sometime.